Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. It is a great joy to gather here once again, and we welcome you. We are so glad to have you here. There are a few announcements to share with you. Next Sunday, we will be having a church meeting immediately following the service right here in the sanctuary, just to talk about finances and halftime versus three-quarters time minister. There's plenty going on in the world as we remember the events of September 11th. There's plenty going on in our church life, so I would invite you now to take a moment, quiet your hearts, prepare to hear what God might be saying to you as we listen to Mark's music on the piano or as we read the word silently to ourselves as listed in the bulletin. May we stand in body or in spirit for our call to worship. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament.
Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness.
Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp.
Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe.
Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals.
Let everything praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
May we sing together.
Thank you.
Eternal God, with the resurrection of your Son, you promise new life and hope for all. We seek to love you and our neighbors more than we loved yesterday. Surround your creation with your care and grace. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Good morning. In this morning's scripture readings, we find in God's word that we need each other to survive. We were created for human connection. We find life and hope when we create deeper connections with others. I found it somewhat interesting that this was the theme for the readings today, given that 15 years ago today, it hit me like a ton of bricks, both literally and figuratively, how much we need each other as this country was confronted by the terrorist act of 9/11. As a country, as a community, as a church, we need each other to survive, but we need God to live. Listen to the words of God from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 18 through 23. The Lord God said, "It isn't good for the man to live alone. I need to make a suitable partner for him." So the Lord took some soil and made animals and birds, and he brought them to the man to see what names he would give to each of them. The man named the tame animals and the birds and the wild animals, and that's how they got their names. But none of these was the right kind of partner for the man, so the Lord God made him fall into a deep sleep, and he took out one of the man's ribs. Then after closing the man's side, the Lord made a woman out of the rib. The Lord God brought her to the man, and the man exclaimed, "Here is someone like me. She is part of my body, my own flesh and bones. She came from me, a man, so I will call her woman." This morning's second reading is from the book of Ecclesiastes, which was written approximately 935 BC by Solomon, David's son. Solomon wrote this book late in his life to his subjects and for all people to inform them of the lessons he had learned, specifically that life apart from God is meaningless. In chapter 4, verses 9 through 12, Solomon reminds us that we are not here on earth to serve ourselves, but to serve God and others. We are to seek companionship and to work together. Listen to the words of God. "You are better off to have a friend than to be all alone, because then you will get more enjoyment out of what you earn. If you fall, your friend can help you up. But if you fall without having a friend nearby, you are really in trouble. If you sleep alone, you won't have anyone to keep you warm on a cold night. Someone might be able to beat up one of you, but not both of you. As the saying goes, a rope made from three strands of cord is hard to break." May God add his understanding to these readings of his words.
Would our children like to come forward? Good morning, everyone. How are you? Did you have a good first week of school? Good. It was okay. It's school. I brought with me a rope.
Do you use it for out in the west?
That you probably could. This is a rope that ministers wear around their waists because of the color. This is the gold one is used during the Easter season because it's a sign of royalty, so we remember how Jesus has risen from the dead and he's our king, so we use gold. But it certainly could be used for the Wild Wild West. And it's pretty long, too. Now, I brought it with me because, to me, this looks like a pretty strong rope. Anyone want to check it out? There's plenty for everyone. See how strong it is? It's pretty strong, right?
It's a jump rope.
It could be a jump rope, too.
I need my four. That could fit.
It's a really long rope, yeah. Now, do you think that if we... It is big enough to catch... Possibly is big enough to catch a cow. Do you think we could cut through this rope pretty easily with some scissors downstairs?
No.
Why not?
Because it's too strong.
It's too strong? It's too thick?
Well, we can cut it.
Yeah, if we took it apart, we could probably cut them, and then it'd be a little easier. But it's still a pretty strong rope, just with the way it's, because it's got a lot of strands. Maybe if we took all the individual strands out, then we could really cut this rope.
Yeah.
But because it's all together, it's really strong. And that way, it really can't be broken very easily. We need a really big pair of scissors if we wanted to cut this. But we don't really want to cut it. Yeah?
You should ask Mickey Mouse. He has mouse cut big scissors and stuff like that.
Absolutely. He could probably do it. Now, why I brought this cord is because in the Bible story that we just heard, we heard about them talking about how when a rope is strong, it's kind of like friendship. We all need friends. Friends help us when we're feeling sad. Friends can help us be stronger, and we can be good friends to others. And when we are good friends, we can be like this rope and be really strong, and all of our friends together can be strong. Now, I bet that there might be people in your classes at school that don't have a lot of friends. And so if you see someone who's feeling lonely or sad or left out, yes?
Somebody's in that class that doesn't have any friends, and I said, you want to be my friend?
You did exactly where I was going. Because when you do that, when we're good friends to others and ask people to be our friends, we can be like this really strong cord and help lift them up so that they don't feel so sad, so that they can be strong just like this cord, so that nothing can tear them apart. So can we say a prayer together? Dear God, thank you for loving us and for teaching us to be good friends. Help us to reach out to our classmates or those who are lonely and be friends to those who need us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. We welcome the choir back after their summer hiatus. And this morning, our offering is We Are One, Lord, and praying that our world will unite in peace and love.
Together. Come, Holy Spirit, make your presence known here with us and within us today. Amen. 15 years ago this day, I was a student in college, and it is one of those dates, like I'm sure it is in yours, that is etched in my mind.
When someone says 9/11, we all remember, or at least many of us in this room remember. As we all watched the terrible events unfold and discovered that the worst indeed was happening, many, if not all of us, completed the same act. At some point during the day, we picked up the telephone to check in with our loved ones. I knew that there was no one that I knew who was on those planes or in those towers, yet I still needed to hear those sacred voices in my life. Our Bible study met on Thursdays, but we still gathered that Tuesday night as a community. And I know that we as a church gathered that Tuesday night for prayer and community as well. We need each other. We discovered even more on that day that we truly do need each other. But every day, we need connection. On this day of remembrance, we have the opportunity to choose life. For even in the midst of death and struggle, life exists. The gospel message is simple. Life triumphs over death. Jesus was the first of all to find life where there was only death, and we will follow him. It is all too easy, however, especially today, but really every day, to focus on the decay all around us. It is easy to think that death is winning, even though life will have the final word. We worry about death winning on the global scale. We worry about death winning in our church. Today, we are invited to look for signs of life within and around us. For life is all around us. So for the next few weeks, we are going to talk about the leading causes of life. So instead of studying death, we will talk about life. And then I'm going to invite you to search for these signs of life in your own life. And if you do not have enough of them in your own life, it is time to create more. In the book of Joshua, the Israelites were given a choice: choose life or choose death. The choice is always before us as well. We are invited to choose life in order that we might live. I recently came across a picture on the internet that I'm going to switch to next. What do you read here? And as you'll soon see, if you haven't seen already, there's two answers: good and evil. If we look closely enough, both of them exist. The good is in black. The evil is written within in white. Both of them are always there. We know this is true for our world. Perhaps one or the other is easier for you to see in this picture. In life, in the tough times, it is often easier to see evil or death and destruction. When I reflect on the floods in Louisiana, it is easy to get overwhelmed, for I picture the huge amount of water and the suffering that continues to exist. I think about how many years of struggle they have before them just for the hope of rebuilding life. Then I begin to hear the stories of people giving donations or being willing to help out their neighbors muck out houses, or people giving up busy weeks at home to care for other families' children so that the parents can find resources. Life is all around us, if only we open our eyes to it. This morning, we will focus on the sign of life known as connection. It's as simple as it sounds. We were created to be in community with each other. Scientists have found that the human brain can recognize the face of someone he or she has met among thousands of non-familiar faces in less than a quarter of a second. And this isn't someone with whom we are intimate. This is just a random person we have met before. No matter how weak those acquaintances are, we are wired for these connections. In the creation story that we read today, God says it isn't good to be alone. The foundational story about humanity, before we kind of got involved and our brokenness caught up with us, is about being together. We need each other to survive. We need that human touch. We need to be connected in spirit. When we will receive communion this morning, we will be renewing our connection with God, with each other, and with those who have died and gone on to glory. Together, we will feast at that heavenly banquet. God connects with us through these elements. We feast with the real presence of Jesus through the bread and through the juice. We connect with each other when we receive the gift offered to us and acknowledge our common humanity. We connect with the saints who have gone before us because we trust that the feast that we eat today is just the precursor of the one to come. Connection takes work. It takes time, it takes risk, it takes our hearts. It is much easier to think about connecting more deeply with our loved ones and strengthening those cords that bind us than to take to heart Jesus' words, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Are we praying for our enemies? Are we praying for the world around us? This morning, we brought a simple song that we are going to sing and watch. It's called Pray for Peace. If you want to hear it, just Google it on YouTube. It's right there. And the words are very simple. Pray for peace. As we are watching it, I invite you to think about who you can pray for, to more deeply connect with through your prayers. May they be enemies, or those around us, or strangers who we just see once in a while. And as we remember all that happened, to focus on praying for peace, for praying for our world, and for making that peace and that connection happen, even in our own little corner. Prayer is important. Actions are important as well. The scripture says, two are better than one, for if they fall, one will lift up the other. Each of us, I'm sure, has stories about how we have been lifted up because of connections that we have with others. They are life-giving and a gift. Yet I'm sure there are those in our community who do not have such connections. Who are those around us who you have seen, maybe just out of the corner of your eye, who need to be reminded that they are loved through your connection? Who are the lonely and forgotten among us who God is calling you to serve? When we deepen our connections with others, life thrives, even in the most difficult of situations. It is all too easy for us to shut our doors and worry about our own families and loved ones. We focus on scarcity and death rather than abundance and life. This day, let us fling wide the doors of our hearts, trusting in the goodness of God and in the life that is all around us. May we create rich connections with those around us in order that God might nurture the life that God has planted within us and within our neighbors. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, and the friendship that is the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you forevermore. Amen.
This has been Leading Causes of Life with Pastor Kim Farrell from September 11th, 2016. On this day of remembrance of an overwhelming national tragedy, it is perhaps easy to think sometimes that death is winning. But the choice is always before us to choose life. We need to focus on our connections with each other and our connectedness with and through God. We are meant to lift each other up. How are we reminded of this? What are our opportunities now to do so?
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.